That is signed. Okay, everybody, on behalf of councillors, we would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of this land, the Whadjuk people of the Noongar Nation, on which this meeting is taking place, and show our respect to elders past, present and emerging. And I will now declare the meeting open at 6:04 p.m. Apologies and leave of absence. I've received a leave of absence from Councillor Tootsie. Apologies from Councillor Migdale. Obviously, alternate Councillor Berry and Deputy Lord Mayor David Gonzalez is from the City of Perth. Disclosures of interest. Has anybody got any disclosures of interest?
Yes, I'll declare an impartiality interest in item 9.12, appointment of independent members audit risk and improvement committee, as one of the applicants is known to me. But I'll consider the item on its merits and vote accordingly.
No problem. You've got a form to fill in?
I haven't got a form.
We'll grab you one of those. Does anybody else have a disclosure of interest? No?
Got a question, Chair?
Yes.
Because one of the independent auditors was a member of this council, we pretty much all know that person. Should we all, would you suggest that we all submit? I mean, why, you can't hurt impartiality.
Through the Chair, it's council's discretion whether they submit an impartiality interest or not. Impartiality interest is not... As you said, Councillor, it's probably safer to declare than not.
All right, well, maybe, I'm not sure if there's anybody else. I might do one as well on the basis of that then. Because obviously we worked with Councillor Cutler for a number of years. All right, do the same thing.
I'll do the same, please.
Yeah. All right, yep. So do we have enough forms for a room?
I'll do it as well then.
Yeah.
We're all going to do it.
Oh, you must have done it.
All right.
You must have. You've started.
Helen, can I grab your...
Councillor Cutler? Councillor Jane Cutler?
No, I can't.
Oh, sorry, she's now Jane.
Oh.
She's really a sucker for punishment, isn't she? Retires from council and then joins an audit rescue mate.
She's on Cambridge as well.
Yeah, she's on Cambridge, yeah. On the audit rescue mate, yeah. 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 Why?
Is there any more forms?
No, but we'll get some.
Okay.
So just so we're clear, those who are declaring impartiality interest, can I just see who is? So,
and me.
So Councillor Anderson, Councillor Hutton, Councillor Christosevich, Councillor Park.
I don't know. I'll do it though.
Yes
Councillor
Park.
Go on, just in case.
Berry and Councillor Kirk.
Thank you. Oh, okay. Vicky, she was here when I was here with Brett, hey?
Sorry?
Jane was here when I was here with Brett 2 years ago. She was.
Yes.
She was, yes.
Mm-hmm. No, you didn't know.
I know.
It's a lot. I work today every day. It's a different.
She was on
it. What's the item number? Save me.
9.12.
9.12, yeah.
What was it? 9.12.
Save us all looking.
Oh, it's on, Bob. I'll pass on my own. I'll give you a couple of minutes just for everyone to fill those in. Okay, moving on to item number 4, public statement, question time, there is nil. Announcements by the Chair without discussion. Firstly, I'd like to obviously welcome Deputy Lord Mayor of the City of Perth, Dave Gonzalez, as the representative on behalf of the City of Perth here to Catalina. It's great to have you here, and I look forward to your contribution in the time ahead. At the same time, I'd like to acknowledge Councillor Raj Doshi, who was the City of Perth representative for some 16, 18 months, thereabouts somewhere, and her contribution during that time, and thank her for everything that she did in her representing the City of Perth here at Catalina. And I believe, Deputy Lord Mayor, you might want to say a couple of words quickly.
Yeah, just very quickly. That a council decided on Tuesday that we wanted to make sure that we had open lines of communication with our external bodies. And I too want to thank Councillor Doshi for, I think it was for 14 months that she served.
Okay.
Following Councillor Brainfleet's resignation. So, yeah, thank you for her contribution, and hope I can be someone who can step up to that.
Thank you, and obviously, Councillor Berry, thank you for coming in as well as an alternative today.
Welcome.
It's great to have you back as well.
Thank you.
Moving on to item number 6, petitions. There have been no petitions received. Item number 7, confirmation of minutes, that the Council confirms and the Chair signs the minutes of the Ordinary Meeting of Council held on the 16th of October 2025 and the Special Council Meeting held on the 13th of November 2025 as a true and correct record of proceedings. Or records of Councillor Hutton moving. Is there a seconder? Okay. Councillor Anderson seconding. Anyone opposed? All those in favour, please raise your hand. Just lean back just so I can see everybody. Sorry, we'll move your hand forward. Thank you, that is unanimous. Greatly appreciated. Business arising from those minutes, I had nil. Did anybody have any business arising from those minutes? No? Okay, thank you very much. We move on to the administration reports. Now, we normally move those in bulk, but there are three that need to be taken out, 9.8, 9.9, and 9.12, which need an absolute majority. Are there any other reports anybody would like to take out? Councillor Hutton?
Okay, just
move 9.1, a couple of questions, yes. And
I'm
Councillor Berry?
9.1, but can I do 9.10 as well?
9.10 as well, yes, we can do that. Any other items? Okay, well, we'll move straight to 9.1. Do we have a mover of recommendation? Councillor Hutton moving the... What, you moving up
yeah,
recommendation?
Moving.
Yes, a seconder. Councillor Berry seconding. Anyone opposed? No. Questions? Councillor Hutton?
Yeah, just a quick one. I'm just referring to the buffer zone map. I know we just had a meeting before, but I just had a couple more questions I wanted to ask.
No problem at all.
I just wanted to check. So obviously, we had a discussion before about the fact that this land will not be developed, can't be developed until the contamination is dealt with. I just wanted to check from the CEO. We had a land swap that we'd done previously. Has there ever been any discussions about the potential to do a land swap with the state government to basically turn this contaminated site into Bush Forever and take a Bush Forever site adjacent to the Catalina for development, if possible?
Through the chair, the simple answer is no. And if that were to proceed, that would require an act of parliament to occur because it's requiring an extraction of a reserve, a national park.
Yeah.
So we'd need a Reserve Act. So it could be done, but it requires both houses of Parliament to agree to it.
Yeah. No, okay. Yeah, it was just a curious thing. And then obviously on that, next question is, obviously in regards to that tip site, has there been any recent discussions with MRC about, I guess, the operation of the tip, order issues and potential closure dates? Because that was a live discussion.
Through the chair. Nothing substantive since the last meeting. The primary discussions with MRC have been around water allocation, not about the life of the tip. Our current advice remains that it will close in 28-29.
Thank you.
Councillor Berry?
I just want to know, the ATCO gas delays, are they going to be ongoing? Has ATCO come back to you, given you any indications? Before it was water, wasn't it? Now it's...
Yes, through the chair, we have experienced a delay with ATCO gas in Catalina Beach. Pleased to say that we had works on site there yesterday or the day before.
Okay.
So there's light at the end of the tunnel.
Thanks.
Are there any further questions on item 9.1? If there are no further questions, I will put that on. If you're in favour, please raise your hand. And that is unanimous. Thank you very much. We move on to item 9.8, the annual report. Page 39, yep, for the ending 30th of June 2025, which requires an absolute majority. Do I have a mover of a motion? Deputy Mayor Perkov, are you moving the council recommendation?
Yep, on page 39.
Wonderful. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Parker. Anyone opposed? Any questions? There being no questions, I will put that item. All those in favour, please raise your hand. And that is unanimous. Thank you very much. Moving on to item 9.9, project budget for the financial year end of 2026, mid-year review, again requiring an absolute majority. Do I have a mover of a motion? Councillor Hutton, you're moving the officer recommendation, yes? Councillor Parker, seconding. Anyone opposed? Does anybody have any questions? All those in favour, please raise your hand. That is unanimous. Thank you very much. 9.10, review of purchase terms, conditions and incentives. Do we have a mover of motion? Councillor Berry, happy to move the officer's recommendation?
Yeah.
Yes, seconder? Councillor Hutton, anyone opposed? Questions, Councillor Berry?
Only in regard to the recommendation two, because it refers to Catalina Beach, and there's only three lots, I believe, left to be sold on Catalina Beach. Is it easy to change the contract terms?
Through the chair, the contract terms, this is essentially re-adopting the existing ones. While there's only one currently available, we still have some 20 or 30 blocks in Beach that are yet to settle.
Right, okay.
And we also have the 15 in the adjacent to the sales loft that we're starting development on in April. And there may be cancellations where we resell a block.
Yeah, okay.
So it's prudent to redo these.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, any further questions on 9.10? There being no further questions, I'll put that. All those in favour, please raise your hand. That is unanimous. Thank you very much. 9.12, the appointment of independent members, Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee, again requiring an absolute majority. Do I have a mover of recommendation? Councillor Perkov, what is your recommendation?
Chair, I don't have my big stuff in front of me, so I'm going to look on the phone. My recommendation is that we move that Ms. Jane Cutler becomes the first order. I think we're a spot there for two, haven't we?
That's correct, yes.
I can't see.
There are two people that have nominated.
We have
two positions, one for a chair and one for a deputy.
So I'll move that Ms. Jane Cutler is number one.
Chair.
And the other lady,
Carmelina
is deputy chair.
Do I have a seconder of that, Councillor Hutton? Do I have anybody who is opposed? Do I have any questions? Okay, all those in favour, please raise your hand. And that is unanimous. Thank you very much. The rest of the reports are being moved on bulk. Do I have a mover to recommend to move them on? Councillor May moving, Councillor Hutton seconding. Anyone opposed? Okay, all those in favour, please raise your hand. Okay, all the rest of the reports have been moved on bulk. Thank you very much for that. Moving on to item 10. Elected members' motion, of which notice has been given, there is nil. Item 11, questions by members, of which due notice has been given, there is nil. Item 12, urgent business by the chair, there is nil. Item 13, general business. Does anybody have any general business today for this point in time? No? Okay, thank you very much for that. Okay, item 14, now we need to go behind closed doors. Do I have a mover of Mayor Zaman? Councillor May seconding. Anyone opposed? All those in favour, please raise your hand. And that is unanimous. Thank you. We are now behind closed doors. Is there anybody that needs to leave? Yeah.
I think I have one more comment.
Okay, then we need to come now out of closed session. So I need a mover to come out of closed session. Councillor Berry and Councillor Parker seconding. All those in favour, please raise your hand. Thank you very much. We're out of closed session. And now we will close the meeting at 6:53 p.m. Thank you very much.